name is Gabriella. My name is Gabriella Michelle. I don't really like to talk myself because I like the sound of it. I love watching sounds of sound. When I was a little girl, I lived with my mother and my brother and my sister in a small house with a beautiful ugly family tree. In my bedroom window, I could see the arms of flowers. As a kind of kid, I would look at it and wonder what could be beyond them. You must be talking about rainbow colored flowers. I loved to watch. I liked the sounds and made it rolling on my tongue. And I liked the way it could express how I felt. And then I saw a butterfly flutter and not explode. The words went through butterflies hunted together like a pond. I taught myself to read so that I could read other people's word of stories. I read stories about princess and princesses and about birds and flowers. I also like to write poems, sing songs, and tell stories using the words that I knew. I love to read about happy times and sad times, about lovers, babies, and little children. I like to play school with the children of my village. I pretend to be the teacher. I'm Sophia, Anna, and Petra were my pupils. Petra would always say that I was mean because I met him write his ABCs and he knew all the letters of the alphabet, but I told him that the alphabet is important. How long would he create voice and tell his stories without it? In a pretend class, we sing songs like the baby chicks are saying beep 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 and they say cold and hungry and they say near some kids. With Sophia singing his song and hearing his sister, we had fun running and chasing and laughing and playing. I became a real teacher and writer. I taught the children of Chile, and many of my students became teachers themselves. I still love poems, happy poems, affluent stories, mothers and children, but I also love poems about animals, about parrots and peacocks and even rats. I also traveled to faraway places, and I once saw zebras with polka dots or rainbow-colored flowers, but I'm wonderful children and they are teachers. I traveled to Europe, to France, and New Italy. I traveled to Mexico. I traveled to the United States. Everywhere I went, I wrote and talked and met teachers. I saw how all over the world people want to see children to learn. My stories travel the world with me. I like to enrich my stories, my sad stories, my stories of women and children, my stories of parrots and peacocks, of old lions and of the fisher fox, who slept in the sand and drank of the sea. And because people from all over the world loved my stories, so I was given a very special prize, the Nobel Prize for Literature. And I accepted the Friends of Word as thoughts of the beautiful nonsense outside of my window and tree, of my mother and sister, of the children of my village, and of all the stories that still need to be told.